The surrogates had been developed earlier in the century. They had come about from sheer necessity. At that time, mankind was beginning to push out into the galaxy. Bases had been established on Venus, Mars, and Titan, and the first interstellar ships were arriving at Algol and Stago II. Man was leaving Earth. Man, but not woman. The first settlements were barely toeholds in alien environments. The work was harsh and demanding, and life expectancy was short. Whole settlements were sometimes wiped out before the ships were fully unloaded. The early pioneers were like soldiers on the line of battle, and exposed to risks no soldier had ever encountered. Later there would be a place for women. Later, but not now. So, here and there, light years from Earth, were little worlds without women, and not happy about it. The men grew sullen, quarrelsome, violent. They grew careless, and carelessness on an alien planet was usually fatal. They wanted women. Since real women could not go to them, scientists on Earth developed substitutes. Android females were developed, the surrogates, and shipped to the colonies. It was a violation of Earth's morals, but there were worse violations on the way if these weren't accepted. For a while, everything seemed to be fine. It would probably have gone on that way had everyone left well enough alone. But the companies on Earth had the usual desire to improve their product. They called in sculptors and artists to dress up the appearance of the package. Engineers tinkered with the surrogates, rewired them, built in subtler stimulus response mechanisms, did strange things with conditioned reflexes. And the men of the settlements were very happy with the results. So happy, in fact, that they refused to return to human women, even when they had the opportunity. They came back to Earth after their tours of duty, these pioneers, and they brought their surrogates with them. Loud and long they praised the substitute women, and pointed out their obvious superiority to neurotic, nervous, frigid human women. Naturally, other men wanted to try out the surrogates, and when they did, they were pleasantly surprised, and spread the word, and the government stepped in quickly and firmly. For one thing, over 50% of the votes were at stake. But more important, social scientists predicted a violent drop in the birth rate if this went on. So the government destroyed the surrogates, outlawed the factories, and told everyone to return to normal. And, reluctantly, everyone did. But there were always some men who remembered and told other men, and there were always some men who weren't satisfied with second best. So